It's time for another round of
It's Okay. It's Not Okay.
And the subject is Donald Trump bragging about the size of his wiener. Is it okay? Shut up, Benny. Benny. Is it okay, sorry, Nikki, for a presidential candidate to brag about having a big dong? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you missed it on last night's debates, the Donald responded to Marco Rubio insinuating that Donald's hands were small by saying this.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee you. Okay.
So I guarantee you there's no problem means that, you know, he's saying that he has a big wiener. Mm-hmm. Is it okay or not okay for a man who wishes to sit in the White House as president of the United States to brag about his endowment?
Well, let's unpack this in reverse.
Okay.
I personally do not want a president with a small wiener.
Oh.
I don't want to know my president's wiener size, but if I know about but I don't want it to be small.
But a wiener size sometimes can be attached to personality or people's motivations.
Hitler, very small penis.
So that's why he was mad at the world. He
wanted to kill the Jews.
And the bigger the penis, then you know, then you're kind of in control and you relax.
Yeah. Like, I have very few worries in this world because of the size. Well, I have a lot of worries, actually. But it has nothing to do with the size of my wiener.
Yeah, that's something different.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I want a small package, Prez, because I want somebody that I can relate to.
So, Donald Trump bragging about his wiener, it's okay or it's not okay?
It's definitely okay. And, you know, and if we have a female president, I want her to have a big vagina. Same thing.
Let's weigh in with Carmen and see where she comes off on this issue, because I look for all my political commentary from Carmen. She is now at the Bradenton Motorsports Speedway. She is there as part of the NMRA, if I'm not mistaken. What is going on there, Carmen?
Not much, just a bunch of races. And you know what I found out, which is super interesting?
Please.
NMRA stands for National Mustang Racing Association, not motor.
Oh.
So there's a bunch of really fast Mustangs here, which is pretty cool because I'm in love with the new ones. I don't know if you've seen them, but
they're nice.
Those things are so, yeah, they're sexy.
You said you had the NWA what?
No. NMRA.
No, she said the racists.
Oh, not racists.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
And races. And people can come out there and see you until 5 o'clock, yes?
Yes, yeah, so 5 o'clock. And today there's a bunch of qualifying races. So I did find out some more info about this. But I was a little, tomorrow there's a bunch of stuff going on. There's going to be a couple guys from the TV show that's on Discovery Channel, The Street Outlaws.
Who? Who's going to be there from Street Outlaws?
Mike Murillo and Mr. GT.
Okay.
So they're like, they're big names in this industry and in racing and stuff like that. So if anyone watches that show, they're going to be out here all day tomorrow. And then tomorrow night is actual local amateur racing. So if anyone is a racing enthusiast and wants to get their chance to fly down the track tomorrow, Saturday night is your time to come out to the Bradenton Motorsports Park.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to presidential candidates, is it okay or is it not okay for them to brag about the size of their dong?
Totally okay.
It's okay.
So if you get in a battle with a guy, you know what I mean, and you got to swing your D power around, whoever has the most D power is going to win. So if you're sitting there bragging about your size, then you must have something to back it up. You know what I mean?
All right.
I feel like Donald Trump can basically back up anything he says. You know, like, I have faith in him, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, faith in him.
A Trump supporter.
Kind of. Not really.
But
I mean,
she's not voting, so does it matter?
Yeah, it is pointless.
Well, thank you, Carmen. I appreciate you weighing in. And next time I see you, I'll tell you what I was going to tell you on the air, which is that I'd really like to make out with you.
Oh, my God, Drew, you just made my day.
Wow.
Wow.
Seriously, well, I drove with Dennis, so I'm just going to have him drive me to you so we can have a makeout session, and then he can drive you back home. Deal?
Right. That's absolutely perfect. I'll be here until 6, so come on in, and okay. We'll do it on Bone TV.
Deal.
Fair enough. I'll see you soon. Drive safely, okay?
All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye. That's okay, right? Because she's an on-air talent, so.
You going to really make out with her?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if she will have me, and if somebody has Banaka.
For you or her?
Yes. 727-579-1025. They still make Banaka, yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
What is your name on line 6?
Hey, it's Maureen.
And how do you spell that?
M-A-U-R-E-E-N. Like Maureen O'Hara.
That's what I thought.
I've called you guys a few times.
Oh, no, yeah. No,
you called me Mark once.
I know. No, sorry, I did that. I want to know, because most people spell Maureen the way you did. Nikki spelled it M-O-R-E-E-N.
I Googled it.
You Googled Maureen?
Oh, no, hey, she's totally forgiven because people can't even pronounce it when it's written. It doesn't matter. It's all right. Phonetic. I forgive you.
Phonetic. No, all right. Well, listen, Maureen, is it okay or is it not okay that Donald Trump bragged about the size of his wiener?
Well, I would say it's okay.
It's okay,
and I would like to give an excuse why
okay.
I would say this. Say we had a female, let's change it around, and say we have a female president.
Okay.
And say she's a good-looking woman, mm-hmm. and we'll just say put her in her 50s, and if she were size C or D cup, everybody would be talking about her top, I don't know. How you would say that, I don't want to get in trouble on the air.
Boobs.
They would talk about her cup size.
Okay,
boobs. They would talk about her boobs. They would say, oh, wow, look at that dress. Look how big her boobs are, and that's the president. And people would, if she were in a serious conversation with something going on, the guys are going to look down if she's wearing a dress that's cut too low. And they're gonna look at her boobs. They're gonna say, "Wow, look at her boobs!" Everyone's gonna say, "Look how boobs our president
okay.
has. She's got great boobs."
Sweetie,
so why
sweetie,
not?
Sweetie,
no,
I think,
yes, why?
Sweetie, I think you're kind of missing the point here. We're not talking about people. We're not talking about people commenting on it. We're talking about the candidate themselves bragging about the size of their genitalia. Not other people saying
yes.
President Trump has a big wiener, but him standing in a debate saying,
yes.
I got a big old package.
I watched the debate. I heard what he said, and I think that he says a lot of things for attention. He's got a lot of money, and he's accustomed to saying
really?
What he wants. He has... Come on, he needs somebody that can shut his mouth and tell him what to say and what not to say. He feels he can say anything, but it doesn't bother me that he discussed that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. This is why we don't talk about politics a lot. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. President to be Trump stood in the debate last night and said, I have a big wiener in no uncertain terms. Is it okay or not okay for a presidential candidate to brag about the size of his junk? Keith, what do you think? Okay or not okay?
Oh, absolutely not okay.
It's not okay.
Why not?
It's sullying the institution of the presidency. This guy is just no place at all running. Actually, what he said even earlier in the day was even worse. I don't know if you caught that, but Romney gave his speech.
Right.
And then at our rally, Trump was talking about, you know, responding to Romney's speech. And said how Romney was begging him for his endorsement. And Trump goes, oh, yeah, he was just begging for it. He would have dropped to his knees, is what he said.
Yeah.
That guy is so vile. So there it is.
Maybe Mish means, like, drop to his knees and beg. He might not mean.
Yeah, I've had people say that. Nah, not the Don.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Clearly an anti-Trump sentiment. I am not here to be a Trump apologist.
Let's just stay on the topic. It's package size.
Can we please stay on Donald Trump's junk? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
We don't need to hear that. In 2007, Marco Rubio didn't show up to vote.
Casey, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. It's okay or not okay that Donald Trump is bragging about the size of his private parts?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Tell us why.
I think that we have to be a little bit not so much politically correct. And,
but
you know, he had to respond to the attack that he had well, turned towards him.
Now,
about his small hands.
Sure, but don't you think that someone in politics should be politically correct?
He had to respond to attack on his hands?
Yes, I do agree that we should be in politics politically correct.
Right.
However, I like the the road that he's going down.
The road that he's going on. Who are you voting for?
I really don't know. Okay. But you're asking about his his dong size, and my man has very small hands, but he has a huge one. So
that's because he's holding it in his small hands.
I was just gonna say anything looks good with in a little baby's hands. Trust me.
Exactly, he does have baby hands. Correct, but definitely
great.
Super. Thank you for telling us about your husband's large wiener and small hands. Right now her husband's going, he's talking about me. 727-579-1025. Cole, is it okay or not okay that a presidential candidate is bragging about the size of his Johnson?
I say it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Why not?
I mean, possibly another Monica Lewinsky situation going on. You know, you got an intern like, hey, I remember you brought up, you know, you got a big Johnson, and she tries to find out, next thing you know, and I'm sure Trump would. He seems like the guy that, you know, I mean, smoking hot, like 19-year-old, 20-year-old, you know, sure he would.
This is amazing political commentary that we are receiving today. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Bail.
Oh, my God almighty, please. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Holy cow. Joey, Donald Trump last night in the presidential debates responded to Marco Rubio's dig about his small hands by saying, your mom wasn't complaining. I got a really big one. Is it okay or is it not okay?
Dude, absolutely okay, dude.
It's okay.
What he was doing was responding to a knock at himself. And then, you know, a man being a man, if you are a real man, you got to defend your manhood, correct?
No. A man being a man is confident whether he defends it or not. But in your world, maybe.
I understand that. But the man, Marco Rubio, publicly made a knock at him, so publicly he had to defend himself.
But in a way, aren't you kind of lowering yourself to Marco Rubio's level when you have to respond to it? Couldn't you just say, wow, it's really sad that Marco Rubio has to knock the size of my hands? That's all he's got to offer in the world of politics?
And you are running for president.
Right, exactly. You're not. Right, that's
absolutely
a good point. You're not
absolutely
trying to.
Absolutely, but we're. But we're not talking about an average candidate here. We're talking about Donald Trump.
No, we're talking about above average.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily above average, but we're talking about Donald Trump's, and so far he's been the exception to almost everything. So, I mean, who wouldn't expect him to come back with some sort of response to that?
If candidate Trump can't take a knock on his hands, what is he going to do when he's sitting across from Putin?
Right.
I couldn't tell you that. You know, we'll have to see that when it comes, but
I hope not. This Mr. Trump, you have very baby hands.
I want to see President Trump in his meeting with the Mexican president telling him how he's going to build that wall. I want to see when he goes to collect the check from him.
800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025.
The crowd went crazy. I turned on the debate, and within 3 minutes, Donald Trump gave his patented, I'm going to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it.
Yeah.
And it's always the people that go crazy when he says that kind of stuff that worry me.
He gives no details. He goes, you'll see. It'll happen.
Brian, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Drew?
Good, good. Is it okay or not okay?
It's not okay because he's a presidential candidate, and they should be talking about more important issues like unemployment, the Flint water crisis. They were right in Michigan there. I didn't listen to the whole debate, but, you know,
sure.
I don't even think they brought up that subject.
Right. Well, when Marco Rubio attacks your teeny tiny hands, it's difficult to transfer that to go to, you know, Flint water problem, you know?
But that's how low this has evolved to. Mm. It should never even be if you watch the Democrats, follow like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Mm. They're talking about issues that matter to the people instead of just trivial stuff like how big my package is or how big your package is.
Right.
Nobody gives a crap about how big anybody's package is, I guess, except women.
All right. Thank you very much. Except women. And that's only 50% of the vote. Gwen, what's up? It's okay or it's not okay that Donald Trump shot back to Marco Rubio's small hands dig with the big dong dig?
Hi, Drew. I love your show.
Hi, Gwen.
It is not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell us why.
Because he's a classless jerk.
Oh, my
goodness. Obviously, I'm not voting for him. I can't believe he's come this far in the presidential run. And I hope he's voted down.
Okay.
And about that package?
What about the package? Do you care about how large your leader's package is?
No, I really don't. I haven't cared about any of the president's packages in the past. I don't care about his package. Nobody cares about his package.
So when Marco Rubio says, hey, you got small hands, a classy individual would just be like, look, Marco can say whatever he want. I'm still going to run this country one day.
I guess so, but yeah. Trump's not it.
Not it. All right. The big swing in D. No vote for her. Lori, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. The female contingent has spoken. They don't want to hear about Donald's Big Donald. Do you agree or disagree? It's okay or it's not okay?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Another female saying, don't tell me about your junk. When you're on, when you're like socially and you're, say, on a date with a fella, I don't know if you're married or not, but if a guy says that he has a big one, do you find that a turn on or a turn off?
I kind of find it a turn off if you have to tell me that.
You'd rather me show you.
Well, I can figure that out on my own. If you feel you have to tell me about your package, then
yeah,
I don't know. But I look at this man, and I agree with exactly what you just said. What is he going to do when he's sitting across the table from world leaders and dignitaries and things like that?
Right. He's gonna.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, really, and I'm really non-political
sure.
in either way.
Clearly.
But in that case, I just go, this is ridiculous. This is a man that's going to be representing America.
Right on, sister.
People say they're not political and then go on and on about politics.
Great point by Liquid Cachet. Have you ever known anyone with a big dong to actually brag? Usually if you got a big dong, you don't brag about your big dong. You just let your dong speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You just whip it right out. That's what you do on a date. Don't tell a girl that you got a big dong. Just show her. One more. Glenn, it's okay or it's not okay?
Well, I say it's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, by the way, Seth, sorry we just missed 420. But yeah, the main thing is
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. 420 blasts just get you gone. Eileen, final word. Is it okay or not okay that President Donald Trump or President-elect or presidential candidate Donald Trump wants you to know that he's got a big old junk dong thing?
Not okay.
Why not?
It's not okay.
Because it's his opinion. Did you watch that John Oliver thing the other night where they asked him how much he was worth and he said $10 million when it's really looked like more than $3 million? It's his opinion. But he has an opinion that it's a large penis. How is he going to prove it?
Well, I mean, he could whip it out, but he'd probably get kicked off television.
I hope he whips it out.
Aren't you there on a debate to give your own opinion, though?
Yeah, but how do you prove it? The other thing is he's going to be with governor. He's going to be with queens and kings, and he's going
queens.
To be. He's like a guy from Queens.
Well, I don't think
no
the
class.
Sure. I don't think the Queen of England would ask him. It looks like you have rather small hands, Mr. Trump. And then he'd say, "Well, I got small hands, but check out this bad boy, Your Majesty." Whap, 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 and then start smacking her in her queen face.
Your Majesty.
That's what you call the queen.
Really? I bet even his pubic hair is bad.
It's like a wig.
It's got
like,
the comb over down
got
there.
Got a bad merkin going on down there. Yeah, you call your queen Your Majesty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think.
When you meet them, you have to say, hey, hello, Your Majesty?
Oh, yeah. You can't even say hello.
Oh, you say, hello, queen.
You can't touch her.
You know, you can't touch the
can't
the
even
queen
put your arm around
her. Uh-uh. You have to bow and say, Your Majesty.
I don't like Majesty.
No, it sounds, it's very old school, regal.
Too much.
She's a queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, m'lady. I'll say hello, m'lady.
M'lady? She's not a lady.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Man, how you been?
Cool. We on the air?
Cool. We've got Hulk Hogan on the line with us. Of course, Hogan's Beach now open, had a huge New Year's Eve blowout. Man, it's a pleasure to speak with Tampa's own Hulk Hogan. I want to start it off. Why Tampa, Hulk? Why did you settle on this area of all the places in the United States of America that you could have lived?
Brother, I've been here my whole life. I mean, where else is there to go? I mean, during the 30-year wrestling career, you know, I took off and lived in New York and Connecticut for a while, lived in Atlanta, did the crazy move with the ex-wife to go down to Miami for about a year. What a disaster that was. And then you know, during the whole wrestling career, I spent a bunch of time in Japan, sometimes maybe 20 weeks a year in Japan. But at the end of the day, this is home, went to school here, grew up here. And I always dreamed of someday, you know, moving over to the beach, but I never dreamed I was going to own the beach. That's the deal, brother. This is home base, man. This is where the roots are.
Hey, Hulk, do you ever go out and are you just in one of those moods where you hope people don't talk to you? Or whenever you go out, you're prepared that people are going to come up and talk to Hulk Hogan?
Well, it's kind of a weird deal. You know, first off, when things start cracking, you know, you kind of like years ago go, oh, my gosh, why do they – you know, want my autograph. And then, you know, about halfway through the whole career, you go, you know, this is pretty intense the way it's going down. And then you get to the point of my career, after 30 years, you go, thank God it's still happening. You know?
Sure.
Because fans have been so loyal. They've been there through the good times, the bad times. And at the end of the day, you know, when I do mount up and go out, it's chaos. I mean, it's really cool because even though you can't even get a bite of food in your mouth, you can't even get a drink in your mouth, people are always there wanting autographs and pictures. It's amazing that, you know, this is still happening after all this time, and I'm so grateful that the people are still really cool and excited to see me. And, you know, at the end of the day, most people are really nice. Even if you have somebody that's out of their mind, totally nuts, they're usually just excited. But, you know, whenever I go out, brother, you got to be ready for the mania to go crazy.
Hey, Hulk, do you ever have any problem signing autographs while you're eating? Because I know for a lot of celebrities, that time is off limits.
You know, I try to say no, but it really doesn't work. You know, people don't understand because they may be leaving the restaurant or they may have to go catch a plane. And, you know, it's kind of hard just to say no. You know, I pretty much realize the moment I walk out of this front door and I put the bandana on the bald head. You know, and when I walk out the front door, brother, people don't go, hey, Terry, how you doing? You know, they go, hey, Hogan, how you doing? So I give them the, what's up, brother? How's it going? You know, so pretty much when I leave the house, it's on, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just, thank God it's still happening because it didn't have to go this way.
You know, what fascinates me is your longevity. I spent 3 years out of radio when I worked for the Orlando Magic, and I hooked you and Bubba up with some tickets to the Lakers finals. And when and Bubba was like,
did you have to sneak Hogan in through the back door?
We did, and that's what I was going to say is, like, Bubba was like, hey, just be prepared when Terry shows up, it's going to be madness and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, right. I mean, I know the guy's popular, but whatever. Dude, as soon as people realized you were there, you started getting mobbed, and we had to sneak you in the side door. And what do you attribute your longevity, man? I mean, you've been huge since I saw you as Thunderlips in Rocky III, for God's sake.
You know what I really think it is? I think it's you know, the celebrities like the Brad Pitts and the George Clooney's and stuff, they're just like so far out there. They have these entourages and they have this thing that they're trying to separate themselves from the people. I mean, for me, I've always been in wrestling and we're kind of like the B or the C type celebrities looked at as the media, which I really could care less about that. But the truth is, the people who see me on TV so much, they feel like they can come pat me on the back and go, hey, Hogan, how's it going? Or, you know, I grew up watching. I think the thing that's really has to do with the longevity is the fact that I feel the people feel that I'm tangible.
Love it. We're speaking with Hulk Hogan. Hogan's Beach is now open at the Best Western Bay Harbor Hotel on the Courtney Campbell Parkway.
Hey, Hulk, sir, one more question about your celebrity. When you go out to a restaurant, do you feel like you have to over tip? Because if you don't, people are going to go, that Hogan's a real cheap D-bag.
I don't feel that way, but I do over tip because these people in restaurants, you know, they kind of like bust their rear ends to, you know, to help you and do the right thing. And, you know, times aren't, it's not like 1980 anymore where people are just, you know, throwing money away and just, you know, lighting their cigarettes with $100 bills, if you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, you know, I like leaving a good tip simply because, you know, maybe the guy behind me won't tip or maybe it's been a slow night. So I just kind of like to take care of the people that are serving me. And at the end of the day, bro, they're handling your food too. So figure that one out.
Hey, and you know, I'd be a negligent radio idiot if I didn't at least touch on, of course, the unfortunate incident that happened in 2012. Are you able to go anywhere near the sushi aisle in Publix without somebody elbowing you in the ribs and be like, oh, you don't want to fill up on that stuff, big guy?
No, lay it out straighter for me, bro. We can talk. Go ahead. Hit me again. The sushi thing is kind of vague. I know where you're going, but you got to lay it out a little bit straighter. Answer.
No, I'm just saying that'll be me.
Lay it out.
I'm just saying that'll be me. Like if I saw Hulk and I saw the sushi aisle right there, I'd elbow him in the ribs a little bit.
Hulkster's telling you to lay it out, so lay it out for him. You're backing up now.
I got nothing to lay out. I only had a sushi joke planned. I know everything I need to know. I mean, I hope he wins the lawsuit against Gawker for God's sake, because I'd love to see him get a nice payday off that one. But that had to be a rough time for you to go through, man. And I'm sure that that when you're out amongst the people, that that is something that still gets brought up. No.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, it's, you know, the women put me over, which is crazy, you know, and the women say, oh my gosh, it's so great. You know, there are people that, you know, were fans that some people, and it doesn't happen very often, some people don't understand, and I don't want to go into a long dissertation or try to explain it to the fans because I'm accountable.
Sure.
And I made a mistake. But the sad thing is, when you really, you know, find out, you know, who people really are, you know, and sometimes you think that they're blood or they're lifelong friends and stuff. And when you find out who they really are, sometimes it's disappointing. It's even shocking. And especially if somebody's really close to you, they take advantage of your ignorance, you know, because there are times when people can be really stupid like me that, you know, it's just really a shame sometimes when you find out who everybody is.
Well,
but, you know, every once in a while that brought up, but usually, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I found that when we're at the very bottom, that's when we really find out what people's true colors are and what their true motivation is. And it's unfortunate that it takes a situation like that to really shine that through. But, I mean, I guess the bright side of that is at least you know now, right?
Yeah. I mean, better I know now than another 10 years from now. But, you know, and the sad part is sometimes, you know, because I've been through a lot of craziness, you know, with divorces and lawsuits and, you know, stuff back in the 80s and 90s with the federal government. And when you've got, you know, somebody special, they're saying, hey, I'm your only true friend. I'm the only one that's been with you through thick and thin. And they're really making you think that, hey, man, this is my only true friend. And when you find out different, it's kind of weird. It's pretty tough pill to swallow.
It is, Matt. Well, dude, I really appreciate the honesty and the time, Hulkster. The Hogan's Beach is now
cool, man.
Oh, good, man. I'm glad.
We got to go, Drew.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to go down to Hogan's Beach. It's at the Best Western Bay Harbor Hotel on the Courtney Campbell Parkway. They got Sister Hazel for Valentine's weekend, volleyball courts, fire pits, beach cabanas, a huge deck. Can't wait to get down there. And I know you're there a lot, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Hulkster.
Yeah, we got a mechanical shark instead of a mechanical bull, too, so that's pretty wild.
Man,
you know, don't forget, over on Clearwater Beach, man, I got a bad to the bone Hogan's Beach shop over here on Mandalay Avenue, right down the street from the Hooters. So, you know, we're rocking on both ends of the bay now.
Excellent. You're taking over. I love it, man. Well, continued success to you, man. I hope 2013 is light years ahead of 2012 for you. And again, I appreciate the time very much. Congrats on your years of success, Hulkster.